Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today. How are you? What a beautiful day. I hope it's as pretty where you are as it is where I am. Gorgeous day today. Love this time of year. Love this time of year. Springtime, baby. Spring's in the air. Nice and warm. Can we really talk about this every day? Every week for an hour? Good heavens. I have notes. Well, this is 6 pages deep. I have 14 tabs open on this giant 27-inch Mac monitor. And I'm not even sure where to start. But I am angry enough to start with the Georgia governor. But I live in Minnesota. Or I live in Oregon. Or I live in Florida. Or I live in Arizona. Why do you got to talk about the Georgia governor? Because the Georgia governor is, let's just say, he's opening the window for all of us to see across the country why Americans are fed up. Fed up with politicians. Fed up. Just fed up. Disgusted. Sick and tired of the crap, the garbage, and the lies. Wading through it for decades. And done with it. Just done with it. What am I talking about? Over the last few days, you've heard us talk about Georgia passing campus carry legislation. And it was a good bill. It wasn't everything that Georgia gun owners over at GeorgiaCarry.org and those of us who live in the state, Georgia's gun owners, wanted in the bill. But it was the first step in the right direction. And it was something that could have been built upon next legislative session and the next legislative session. That's the goal. That's the reality of what we live in today. And we accept that. We understand that. And we work within that system. Yes, we'd all love to strike down every gun control bill there is, eliminate every gun-free zone we could immediately. Not that we could, but all of them. We'd like to do that. But that's not the political reality of the world that we live in, which, by the way, is changing rapidly. Is it not? More on that later in the program. Actually, those two are tied together with this. This topic and the rapidly changing political landscape here are tied together. These two topics are tied together. But you knew that. And the bill passed overwhelmingly in the House, and it passed with a huge majority in the Senate. I believe it was 33-17 in the Senate, or 37-13, and so something like that. But it was a majority, a large majority. Governor Nathan Deal spoke out publicly in favor of the bill days prior to its passage at the Senate, and not only did the governor speak out, he reminded residents and the media and the gun grabbers that he was hearing the same garbage that he had heard when concealed carry itself was passing. Oh, you know, Wild West, we can't, oh, it's going to be a bloodbath. You know, the same usual suspects. So there was every bit of confidence that this bill was going to be signed. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle came out and essentially did the same thing publicly, prior to the bill passing in the Senate. And no doubt that had an impact on a couple of the wishy-washies in the Senate. I can't name them by name. I'm sure they were there. We've discussed it off air with some folks who are in the know. But there's no doubt that one or two senators, after hearing the governor, said, oh, I'm going to go ahead. I'm okay. Governor's okay with this. So it no doubt changed a few minds and added to the majority margin of the bill passing out of the Senate. So the bill now sits on the governor's desk. And what do we get now? We get the following statement from the governor's office. I want you to pay very careful attention to what I'm about to read you. I'll read through it first, then we'll dissect it. But I want you to hear a couple things. There's no but in the Second Amendment, correct? Of course you know that. And when someone says to you, I support the Second Amendment, but they don't support crap. Or when someone says to you, I believe in the Second Amendment, however, same thing applies. Now, mind you, Nathan Deal has signed every pro-gun bill that's reached his desk. But you're going to see the politics at play here. Take a listen to this statement, quoting from the Georgia governor on March 14th, just a few days ago. As a lifetime defender and staunch supporter of Second Amendment rights, Governor Deal has signed every pro-gun bill to reach his desk. However, he believes legitimate points have been made in regards to certain aspects of the campus carry bill, and he calls on the General Assembly to address these concerns in related legislation before Sinodahi, which is the adjournment. Specifically, these areas of concern include dually enrolled K-12 students who leave school to attend classes at a university or technical college campus, as well as daycare centers on these same campuses. Deal also believes the governing boards of universities and technical colleges should have the discretion to set reasonable rules regarding disciplinary hearings and faculty and administrative offices. Addressing these issues is an important step in ensuring the safety and freedoms of students, faculty, and staff in our institutions of higher learning throughout the state. Now, sentence two began with, however. The governor then references high school kids or K through 12 students who leave to attend classes at a university or technical college campus, as well as daycare centers. I want you to keep that in mind. And then he mentions the safety and freedoms of students. What he's referring to is restrictions that he believes now, all of a sudden, after he supported the bill, somehow these restrictions ensure safety. Now, we're talking about law-abiding people here, permit holders over 21. I want you to listen to what Georgia Carey put out yesterday. Dear Georgia Carey member, and this, by the way, is why your grassroots organizations are so darn vital and why you need to be participating if you're not a member in your state's organization. Dear GCO member, yesterday we told you about the governor's backpedaling and threat to veto HB 859 because of daycare centers and dual-enrolled K-12 students. Today we are being told that the governor is saying he will sign the bill if the General Assembly makes daycare centers and administrative offices off-limits. In order for the General Assembly to accomplish this, one of the gun bills in the General Assembly would have to be amended to say such, and then the governor would sign HB 859 first, and then the other bill would be signed overriding HB 859, such as he did with HB 826 and HB 60. Parliamentary tactics moves. Common through the legislative process. We are still taking the position that we want no further changes. And if the governor wants to veto it, then so be it. He is the one who has always touted his Second Amendment credentials, and now that he has to stand on those principles, is getting weak-kneed. And then they go on to ask to contact your representatives and, of course, the governor's office. Here, I want you to take a listen to these points that GCO makes. Remember what the governor's concerns were. Daycare centers and high school kids, okay? Here are some points we need to make. Feel free to pick and choose or use all if you desire. This was referencing when you call the governor or write the governor, whatever you choose to do. Number one, in Georgia's 240-year history as a state, it has never been a crime to carry a gun in a daycare center. Daycare centers have a much lower crime rate than colleges. We're just trying to make colleges as safe as daycare centers already are. It would not make sense now for the first time to criminalize carrying at daycare centers. Number two, high school students already are around guns. Georgia has a robust youth shooting program, which conservatively breaks down as 135 high school rifle teams, 520 junior ROTC high school rifle teams, 139 counties with 4-H shooting teams, rifles and shotguns, over 100,000 Boy Scouts participating in Boy Scout shooting programs. There are an estimated over 200,000 students participating in the above programs, and there are many other programs in the state that are run by churches and other entities. And by the way, it is already legal to carry in many other places where high school kids are commonly found, such as restaurants, shopping malls, movie theaters, parks, festivals, Home Depots, grocery stores, everywhere you can go with your high school-age child. We'll be back to blow Governor Deal right out of the water when we come back. Unbelievable, and they wonder why we're sick and tired of them.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
So I want you to walk with me here. I want you to walk with me here, please. As Nathan Deal does an about-face, and I know why he's doing an about-face, and you know why he's doing an about-face, because he's got big money in his face. That's why. That's why. Any other bill that he signed was all done for political reasons. We all know it. Now the true colors pop out. He's termed. He's done. He shouldn't give a damn about Bloomberg and the rest of them if he stood on his principles. So now the rubber meets the road. And we got to get some statement from Governor Deal that says, as a lifetime defender and staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, but there goes your creds, pal. Your street creds are in the toilet. Let me tell you something. Don't sign the bill. We don't want you to sign the bill. Unless you sign it as is. And by the way, we didn't get everything we want in the bill anyway. So stand up on your principles, grow a pair, tell Bloomberg and every town and the rest of the un-Americans to go pound salt and sign the bill. That the people of your state have spoken in favor of through their representatives in both houses. Do the right thing and sign the damn bill. And if you won't, because you want to play political games, let me tell you exactly what has to happen here. There is no more compromise. We don't want to add to this bill. We don't want to take away a location so you can sign this bill. It's, I gotta remember, okay, it's not on satellite radio. Whew. Take a deep breath. Here's why. We're finished with compromise. We're done. We're not going to add a place of restriction in a pro-gun bill so that you can play politics. Daycare centers. As you heard in the Georgia Kerry response, 240-year history is the state. It has never been a crime to carry a gun in a daycare center. It's not off limits today. And mind you, it is already legal to carry in many other places where high school students are commonly found. That would be everywhere. Restaurants, malls, theaters, parks, festivals. And we need to remind the governor that it is already legal to carry in high schools when picking up and dropping off a student. And middle schools. I do it every day. Hundreds of thousands of people are exempt from the prohibition against carrying in K through 12. People in the military, police, judges, court, clerks, etc. And others who have permission from school officials. We will not compromise. Sign the bill as is that you supported. Stand on your principles if you have any. And do the right thing. If you don't, we know who you are. You've unmasked yourself. And we'll just come back next legislative session with a better bill and we'll get it signed. What this governor has done has allowed the un-American enemies of our freedoms a talking point in the media because they will spin it as we told them, a stinging defeat to them, which it was. And it remains. The bill passed. It's on the governor's desk. The governor supported it. So it was a resounding defeat for the un-American enemies of our freedoms. It sits on the governor's desk. They failed. They didn't want it to pass. It did. The governor has it. It's a victory. Will it still be a victory if the governor crumbles at the knees? Yeah, I still look at it as a victory. We passed the bill. The governor's just shown his true colors. It doesn't mean we didn't succeed. We did succeed. And what this Republican governor has done has given the enemies of our freedoms, the un-Americans, a talking point to use in the media. And use it and spin it they will. They already are. Take a listen to this from The Trace. I think it was The Trace. I guess it is. Let's see here. Georgia campus carry law. Here it is. Campus carry law may be too much, even for Georgia's guns everywhere governor. This is the way the un-Americans at Bloomberg's phony media site, The Trace, are spinning this. The self-proclaimed lifetime defender of the Second Amendment urges lawmakers to amend a controversial bill. Here's my answer to you. Absolutely not. And I hope somebody in the Georgia State Legislature has the cojones to step up, and tell the governor, no, we're not amending anything. That process is over. You had your opportunity. This bill is passed. Sign it or not. Tell Georgia and the rest of America where you really stand. Any bets on what he's going to do? I don't have any faith in these guys anymore. None. I have no idea what he's going to do. I don't care what he does at this stage of the game. Do I want him to sign the bill? Yeah, I want him to sign the bill. It will send a message. What message does it send if he doesn't sign the bill? The only message it sends to me, because I'm not going to, it's the enemies of our freedoms that are going to spin it, just like their headline. To me, it sends the message he's nothing but a lying rhino. Beholden to someone above and beyond the residents of the state he presides over as governor. There is absolutely no other reason, none, for him to backpedal now. When I've just given you the facts as laid out by Georgia Carey. Why would you want to add a restriction to something that isn't restricted now in a pro-gun bill? We're not going to give you that. Let me tell you what message that sends to Virginia Citizens Defense League or to Arizona Citizens Defense League or to Buckeye Firearms or to Idaho or to OFF or to everybody else. It says, okay, we're going to give in and we're going to let you put a restriction in here. Now, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And establishment politicians want to know why they're despised and hated. And in fact, what's happening is we're ridding America of them. That's what's happening right now. And they know it. And they're petrified. And you'd think this cat would know it. He does. He doesn't give a damn. That's the problem. None of them do. We're going to teach them all a lesson. So stand on your principles, Governor. You got any? Huh? You got a backbone? Grow one quick. Otherwise, veto it.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, here's what gets me about that whole thing before I move on. Is the fact, I would just go back to the statement from the governor's office. Deal also believes the governing boards of universities and technical colleges should have the discretion to set reasonable rules regarding disciplinary hearings in faculty and or administrative offices. As if someone hell-bent on coming in to kill a professor isn't going to do that already. Remember, we are talking about individuals who possess a carry license, over 21 years old, who have been through Georgia investigative reports, through the GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, been fingerprinted, the whole nine yards, everything. This is who we're talking about. So somehow in this convoluted thinking, well, look, if somebody's going to come in to kill you, they're going to come in to kill you. You're not going to stop it. The law-abiding citizen is not the one you have to worry about. Even if it is, it isn't going to matter. The person's going to kill you whether they have a piece of paper or not. Oh, I got my weapons license. Now I can kill somebody. It's patently absurd. And this is the difference between liberals and conservatives. Liberals don't think. They just feel stupid all the time. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. If you can't figure that out, what are you? You figure it out on your own. Let's go back here to the safety issue. See, this just burns me up. Addressing these issues is an important step in ensuring the safety and freedom You're not ensuring anybody's freedom. You're restricting their freedom. You're restricting the freedoms of the 21-year-old who can carry his or her firearm in all of the other locations we just mentioned, including daycare centers, and to go pick up and drop off their younger high school brother or sister, for that matter. But somehow you fear that individual the moment their backpack steps on a college campus. It's absurd. It's an excuse. It's a lie. It's a capitulation. Ensuring their safety? How? By leaving them defenseless? Good heavens. So somebody's gotten in his ear, and I can promise you there's money somewhere. There's money involved somewhere. This is where we are today, folks. This is where we are. So like you, we're going to sit back and watch and see what happens, and hopefully, as far as I'm concerned, there are no changes made. There are no suggested changes made. And the governor is forced to stand up on his principles, if he has any, and his own words. And we're going to see what kind of a man Governor Deal is. Not because of something we did, but because of something he said and he is now doing. The people of the state have spoken. And New Jersey, I want you to take something away from this. Illinois, I want you to take something away from this. California, Colorado, Oregon, I want you to take something away from this. Here in this state, we don't call success by how many bad things we stop. New Jersey is a prime example of that. Success in New Jersey is 10 anti-gun bills going through the legislature and only two getting out and hitting the governor's desk. Phew. Man, we had a successful legislative session. Oh, 10 anti-gun bills went in and only two of them came out. Thank God. Could have been a lot worse. That's not success in a free state. And we don't play pool that way here in a free state. And we're not going to compromise our rights here in a free state. Nor should you. And you need to pay very careful attention as to what's happening in Georgia, which is a free state, with a governor who made the following statement: as a lifetime defender and staunch supporter of Second Amendment rights, Governor Deal has signed every pro-gun bill to reach his desk. However, we do not define success here by caving in and compromising with the enemies of our freedom. It doesn't happen. I don't want the damn bill signed if it isn't going to be signed the way it went through. We're not giving something up after the fact. These people are dirty. There's a stench about them. They stink. And we're sick of it. We're absolutely sick of it. Americans are tired of being fed one thing, told one thing, and getting a completely different meal. We order the food, and crap comes back. Hey, I didn't order that. I ordered this. This is what you told me you were going to serve me. Why are you feeding me this? If I wanted head cheese, I would have ordered it. So we're going to find out where this cat sits. No love lost here anymore. No more giving in. No. Not going to happen. Imagine that. I want you to think, okay, well, let's just give it to him. Okay, let's restrict access here. Let's restrict access there on what are already phony complaints. Whew. Sean, you got a copy over there?
Yeah.
All right. I'm angry. I'm sick of this. Are you? Are you tired of this? Are you tired of seeing this from the political elites?
My friend, I've been sick of this since 2008.
Yeah, it's manifested itself throughout Obama's presidency in ways that, you know, we didn't see. It's always been. I've always been tired of it. People, you know, people have hated politicians, you know, pretty much since they've been politicians.
Look,
but it is to a boiling point now.
Look, everybody looked at me crazy when I said that Barack Obama, he was not the person that he was. Everybody told me I was wrong then. Then when the health care plan was being talked about, nobody wanted to talk about it. It's like what do you do? It's like every time you turn around, nothing gets done. It's like, you know, yeah, I understand your anger. Trust me.
Yeah, it's this spin from the left. You know, here you got a Republican governor that's just feeding this, you know, America-hating, un-American machine, this spin, this hate machine of lies and deception that their organizations are built on and that they thrive on. And we've got a governor now that's just feeding the trolls and giving them media spin. And that's what they're doing. Man, oh, man. Okay, another thing. Yeah, Sean, go ahead real quick.
Well, the problem is, and I've said this before on the show, the biggest problem is nobody has any backbone anymore. I mean, you know, nobody holds anybody accountable.
I'm going to disagree with you. You heard what Georgia Carey's response was, okay? Very firm. And that's of course, headed up by Jerry Henry.
Well, they do.
And in addition to that, you're witnessing, you know, an incredible primary season. If you look at some of the, I mean, the left is just going hysterical right now at the mere thought that Donald Trump might get the nomination. I'm loving it.
You've also got people on the right that are doing the same thing. They're afraid. People are afraid to tell it how it is. That's one of the reasons why Trump is where he's at. He says what he thinks. He doesn't care how people feel about it.
And yeah, the voters are speaking, and I could argue with that all day long. I want to move on to other topics, but the voters are speaking, and that's why Trump's got wind behind his back, no doubt about it. Now we're getting ready to take a break. When I come back, I've got some emails to read with you, a couple really, really strong emails. Love the communication from you. It's been really strong and heavy lately. If you have something to comment about, send it over to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Love to read you on the air. And I've got a few of them coming up. One from a Vietnam vet, one a question about guns, and one a great email on Trump, Cruz, and immigration threat to our Second Amendment rights. We'll be right back.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process, so now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, April 29th through May 1st, Concealed Carry Expo getting ready to kick off. It's sneaking up on us fast. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for all of the information on the only show in the country, the only expo in the country designed specifically for concealed carry, the Concealed Carry Expo. Fashion show on Saturday. Huge event, lots of fun. I emceed the first one, and I informed today. I've been telling you I was emceeing the fashion show event. This one, I'm not emceeing the fashion show event at this one. I'm emceeing the Georgia Carry. I'm getting all flustered and confused over here, but it's a tremendous amount of fun. And you're going to start hearing some new spots running on this show today, and or next week, maybe tomorrow, depending on how fast we can get them in, and some other on the weekend monster broadcast. So we have a lot of fun. Live fire. Range will be there. There's training seminars, products galore, over 70 exhibitors, every single one of them designed and dedicated to you and concealed carry lifestyle. So make sure to come out and check it out. And protesters are welcome, too. Never know what they're all about, do you? Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Okay, a couple emails here. Let me read you a couple of these. I got some really, really strong emails. I want to start with one from Phil Thorne. Where's the one from Phil Thorne? Let me find this. This was a Mark, I listened to you via the podcast, but I'm not too far behind getting caught up. You recently endorsed Ted Cruz and then retracted it on one show. Then about one or two shows later, acknowledged that immigration is the biggest threat to our right to bear arms. With Trump being the most vocal about doing something about immigration and revoking your first endorsement, is there any reason why you wouldn't endorse the candidate that is most likely to address what you admit is the biggest threat against our 2A rights? That's from Phil Thorne, and Phil is obviously talking about Donald Trump. First, let me clarify. I support Ted Cruz, no doubt. I've donated to Ted Cruz's campaign as a private citizen. I also donated to Ben Carson. Okay? So I want to clarify, I don't want to get into the whole First Amendment thing. My pulling of that endorsement was not a lack of support or pulling any support, per se, from Ted Cruz. It was a protest, if you will, about not... I can't really say it any other way than absolutely 100% flat out rallying around and supporting Trump's right to free speech and just seemingly placing some of that blame on Donald Trump. I can't get past that right now, and that's why I pulled that endorsement. Now let's go to your immigration official endorsement, if you will. I will support the nominee, whoever it is, I can assure you. And it's going to be Ted Cruz or Donald Trump. So getting on to immigration, you mentioned in here that two shows later, I acknowledged immigration is the biggest threat to our right to bear arms. I've been discussing that on this program for the past couple of years. We've talked about it with some of the biggest names in the news, Ann Coulter, Phyllis Schlafly, who we're working on bringing on next week or the week after on the Monster broadcast. Legend. And I stand firmly behind that. Both Ted Cruz's, and yeah, Donald Trump has been more vocal about it. I don't know that he's been more vocal about it. He's gotten more press about it because of the way he has said things. The wall, and the wall just got 10 feet bigger and everything else. So Ted Cruz is both very strong on immigration, and so is Donald Trump. And I will support either one of them if they are the nominee. It was a great email and a really good question. I really appreciate you asking that. Let's go back over to, let's see, we got one from a Vietnam vet here that was really good. This one came in today, really enjoyed. This is from Roger Tufts. It says, hi, Mark, as a Vietnam veteran, I must salute your freedom of information and support for the Constitution and the Second Amendment with an exclamation point. Some time ago, you featured a .22 caliber handgun that carried a 36-round magazine. What was the brand and model? Perhaps a link. Thanks, Roger Tufts. He's from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Roger, first of all, thank you for your support, brother. Not me. Okay, guys like you allow us to be able to speak. Thank you for your service to this country at a very difficult time in our history in Vietnam and everything else. And God bless you and everything you've given to us. That was, and I responded back to you by email on that, but that was the Kel-Tec PMR-30, the Kel-Tec PMR-30. Great gun. I've had the opportunity to fire the gun. It's outstanding. So if you get one, enjoy it. You're really, really going to like it. And let's go over here to another email. I've got so many of these things. Let's go to Edward. This was about compact guns. Small 9mm. George Hill and I were talking about this the other day. So let's. I'm listening to you discuss 380 versus 9mm with the Mad Ogre. Don't you just love the Mad Ogre? He's such a Mad Ogre. From your conversation, it seems that the single-stack 9mms are very popular. And they are. And they are quite concealable. I have always favored pocket carry for a few reasons. The gun is very accessible without having to reach around yourself. Gun retention in a pocket is excellent, and I've never had anyone recognize that I'm carrying. You might be surprised at the gun, however. I've been carrying a Beretta PX4 subcompact in my jeans in a pocket holster for years. 13+1, 9mm. It may not be as concealable as a single stack, but no one has ever noticed that I'm carrying, so guess I must be adequate. And for folks that don't know what to do with a hammer, Springfield XD has a striker-fired 13+1 that is the exact same dimensions. I also have this other thought in the back of my mind. Under stress, I might be glad I have 14 rounds rather than 6 or 7. Edward, absolutely. Nailed it, brother. And if that works for you, carry on, brother. Carry often and carry absolutely everywhere with whatever works for you. That's the goal. That PX4 Storm, I used to have a PX4 Storm, love that firearm. The action on that is unlike anything else out there, isn't it? It's a wonderful piece, and the action is just almost flawless. I had absolutely no malfunctions, and I had the full size. In fact, I bought the first one when it first came out. That was the PX4 Storm in .40 caliber before they moved it, and I saw it at the SHOT Show in 9mm when they first introduced it. It's a beautiful firearm. So I'm glad that that PX4 subcompact works for you. And yeah, you know what? If you got 13+1, hey, I carry a Glock 17. I'm 17+1, so I'm all about carrying as much ammo as you can, and that works for me. Of course, I can't carry that pocket carry like you can the PX4 Storm. So congratulations, brother. That's a great piece, and I'm glad you can conceal that effectively. You don't mention what you're carrying it in. Maybe you can hear this and shoot me another email. I'd love to know. Let's take another email here. Oh, we've got Phil. I've got one from Phil. Where's Phil? Mark, I listened with amusement at the email from Jim that you read on yesterday's Daily Defense broadcast. You have to go back and listen to that. We're going to run out of time. Here's the thing. I get amused because I really believe people like Jim are in denial. They refuse to accept that there is a war on guns. They really believe it when they say nobody wants to take your guns. They are naive, gullible, and quite frankly, stupid. They really believe we are paranoid. They live in their liberal la-la utopia world where everyone is honest and nobody has evil intentions. Here's something I love to point out. invariably, they love to claim that if you feel the need to carry a gun, you must be paranoid. Apparently, evil doesn't exist, and you will never need to use a gun to defend yourself. Then, and here is where it gets hilarious, out of the other side of their mouth, they express the same paranoia of which they accuse us. They fear that law-abiding citizens walking around with concealed firearms are somehow a blatant transgression of their imagined right to feel safe, when in fact they don't even know when they meet someone in their daily lives who is carrying a concealed firearm anyway. In other words, they have nothing to fear from criminals but every reason to have a meltdown at the thought of law-abiding citizens walking around with loaded guns. Oh, the horror. Talk about paranoia. It is patently absurd. It makes me wonder if these clueless nut jobs have ever had a rational thought pass between their two brain cells. Thanks for reading that email, Mark. I needed a good laugh. Sincerely, Phil in PA. Phil, that's exactly what we're witnessing right now with the phony daycare center high school issue that's non-existent that Governor Deal is pointing out in the state of Georgia right now. You nailed it. Paranoia over what? Something that's already legal in this state that no one is paranoid about. And what this does is it points out the true intentions of the un-Americans and anti-gunners, and that is restrict and ban. It's not about you have a right to carry a gun. We just want to take common sense. It's about restrict and ban, and that means take away. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. Keep the emails coming. I love them. I'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.